If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning. Sports fans all across that globe, welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Tons to talk about in the sports world. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. We got horse racing. We got golf. We've got softball. We've got everything going on right now, people. It is that time of year where just about anything and everything is rocking and rolling, and just had the NFL draft and all that stuff is going on. Again, so much to talk about in the sports world. A lot is on our minds with basketball. As you know, Mike and I are big-time NBA guys. So his Boston Celtics are still playing. They got a nice victory. Got control of that series, if you ask me. And now my Milwaukee Bucks are watching. They're upset. They're disappointed. But no more Mike Budenholzer. So they did make that adjustment. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
I am doing good on a Sunday morning. And, yeah, we have a lot to talk about. All that stuff, NHL. The NHL playoffs, once again, are just heating up, and they're fun to watch. And hey, let's not forget about Bronny James, man. He's a USC Pac-12 guy for 6 months, so that'll be interesting.
For 6 months, I love it. Anyways, I hear that music. I know what that means. We got to take that first pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back on the other side. John Poulter, professor of sports. We're going to talk about that hockey stuff. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Not sure if we have John Poulter yet. I'm not quite sure. Hopefully we do. And if we don't, we'll get him up here in just a moment. We'll talk to him about what's happening in NHL hockey. And we are going to have to talk to him a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball. I don't know how much you've been watching baseball, Mike, but for me, it's always like difficult for me to get into baseball while the NBA playoffs are going and the NHL hockey playoffs are going. I don't know about you, but that's just kind of me, bro. I have a hard time really getting into baseball until the NHL and the major and basketball is over. I know we do have John Poulter, so without further ado, John Poulter, our professor of sports. Good morning, my friend. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain. I am looking at all the numbers here in Major League Baseball, right? And it's pretty insane how good the American League East is, and probably a little insane how bad the rest of the major leagues are, to be honest with you. But I'm starting to kind of feel bad for the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. And I didn't mention the New York Yankees, but truth be told, like, that division is unbelievable, John, isn't it?
It's a very interesting division. You look at the standings. Tampa Bay in first place, a 4.5 game up on Baltimore. Both teams 7-3 in their last 10. And if you're Baltimore, how do you feel? You're 7-3 in your last 10, and you haven't gained an inch on the team ahead of you. So it's an interesting division. And you talk about the comparison between divisions, and I flip very quickly to the National League Central, and three teams there. Two of them have lost six in a row, and one's lost eight in a row. So talk about night and day between two divisions. You have it right there.
Yeah, I was going to go there next, to be honest with you. I don't know what the heck has happened to the Brew Crew. They've fallen apart, and the Pirates, ever since this one guy who I know is a crazy Pirate fan started talking trash about them, all of a sudden they've lost six straight. I don't know. It is pretty interesting, John. You're right. What's going wrong for the Brewers? Because the pitching is really good, but maybe it hasn't been so good over the last six games because they're losing to teams like Colorado, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and Colorado's been on a little bit of a streak. So, you know, they're sort of slowly climbing back into that National League West race at 13-21, and for a long time they were like at 9-20 or 7-18 or something along those lines. So Colorado starting to pick it up a little bit. That race could get interesting too, although I still think San Francisco and Colorado are a long ways out of that race. In terms of the Brewers, I don't know. I mean, they started out really, really well, and they were playing very well against the better teams. They were one of the teams that had played the most games against teams that were 500 or better, and they had a good record in those games. For some reason or other, it's just kind of fallen apart, and really the only thing that's allowed them to stay in that race as tightly as they are, a game and a half behind the Pirates, is the Pirates' sudden slump and the absolutely horrendous start down in St. Louis. Really don't know what's going on there. 1-9 in their last 10, lost 8 in a row, losing silly games to teams that they should probably beat quite easily. I don't know what the problem is there, but I think it's going to result in a managerial change very soon. I'd be surprised if Oliver Marmol is still around at the end of the month.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning. You know, Andy was talking about, you know, he feels sorry for the Toronto Blue Jays and these other teams, and he mentioned the Yankees. I'm like, you will never find me saying that I feel bad for the New York Yankees. There's no way, and you know what, that I would ever feel bad for the Yankees. But in that division, you have the Baltimore Orioles, and are they just continuing to build upon what they did late in the year last year? Do you see this team going somewhere in the postseason?
I think the answer to that is yes to number one and no to number two. I think they are building on what they had last season. Are they a serious playoff contender? Maybe they're a contender, but I really don't think that they're a major participant simply because of the strength of the other teams in the league. You know, they're 22-11, which is a lot better than we thought anybody would have thought they would have been after 30-some games. The schedule has had a piece of this. You know how I very often like to compare how teams have done against the better teams, the teams over 500 and the teams under 500. And you look at Baltimore's record, 22-11. They've only played 14 of those 33 games against 500 or better teams. They're 7-7 in those games. So they've been beating up on the weak sisters to some extent. In 19 games, they're 15-4. So a win is a win at the end of the season. It doesn't matter whether you've beaten the World Series champions in April or whether you've beaten the 30th team in Major League Baseball on the last day of the season. A win is a win. Let's wait until the schedule evens out a little bit before we start talking about Baltimore. A coming star in Rutschman, there's no question about that. I still have questions about their pitching. I still think that their starting pitching is weak, and I think they're going to the bullpen far too often, and we all know how that usually ends. It usually ends up with a tired bullpen by June or July.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're breaking down Major League Baseball at this moment. And I want to shift gears and talk to you a little bit about the National League. Gives our a six-game, you know, on top, six games on top of the New York Mets, where, yeah, John, I mean, all the hype, all the talk about the Mets, are they going to be able to live up to it? And, you know, just saying something on what Mike said, I said everybody but the Yankees, partner. You guys, if you missed that, I'm sorry, but I said everybody but the Yankees when I was talking about that division. But truth be told here, man, the Mets and the Yankees, like, are either one of them going to live up to their hype, John?
Well, dealing with the Mets first, I mean, they clearly have spent a ton of money. They've signed some big players. They're looking at Scherzer and Verlander, trying to relive their magic of Detroit X number of years ago. Verlander's been hurt, had their one start. He was okay in that start, but not dominating. We know the issues that Scherzer has had. He was doing okay. Then he was suspended for suspected foreign substance on his hands. And when he came back, he was less than sparkling in that first start. He got lit up pretty badly. So you have to wonder what the issue is with the Mets. And of course, their bullpen is weakened because their closer is out for the season after that ridiculous injury in the World Baseball Classic. I just think Atlanta's a better team top to bottom. Atlanta got out to a bit of a slower start than we would have expected. Atlanta is also taking advantage of a little bit weaker schedule. You know, they've been playing primarily teams that are under 500. They're 17-2 in those games. They're only 6-9 against teams that are 500 or better. So, again, the schedule is going to even that out a little bit. But the Mets and the Yankees, we always expect them to win, and we always expect them to be competitive because they both have very deep pockets. But for the rest of the league, I think it's kind of nice to see the big teams in New York coming back to the same level as everybody else and not being able to run away with it.
You know, John, we talked a little bit about this National League West and, you know, San Francisco and Colorado playing a little bit better. But, look, you look at the top of the division and you have the Dodgers, who everybody thinks should win that division. But you got these our hometown Diamondbacks sitting there in second place, a half game out. What's led to some of their success? I mean, is it just kind of nose to the grindstone kind of thing and just going out and playing, or is there something else in the mix here?
I think it's mostly just a development in the team. I mean, they've been down for so long. At some point in time, if you do the right things in terms of signing and developing players, you're going to get there. I think they've been playing in that division as a weak sister now for a number of years, with the Dodgers and the Padres spending money like drunken sailors. And, you know, I talk about this 500 or better, and it's something I go back to a lot, and I think we're sort of at that point now where the sample sizes are big enough. And, you know, Arizona has been playing tough baseball. They are 10-9 in 19 games against better than 500 teams, and they're 9-5 against lesser than 500 teams in 14 games. So the Diamondbacks are not beating up on the weak sisters. They're playing good teams. You look at the Dodgers, on the other hand, and to your point, Mike, a team we all expect to win that division every year simply because of the guys they can throw out on the field. And we're looking at the Dodgers 10-13 against teams that are over 500, 10-1 against teams under 500. So if the Dodgers could play as well against the better teams as they do against the weaker teams, the Dodgers would be running away with that. But to me, the real test of how good a team is how well you play against the better teams in your league.
It's a good point. Good stuff, as always, John. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll shift gears. We'll talk some NHL hockey. I think we kind of did this right today. This was like the appetizer. Now we're coming up to the main course, guys, because all of us want to talk about the postseason NHL playoffs, man. It is just freaking awesome stuff to see. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're coming back. We're talking NHL hockey with our professor of sports, John Poulter. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you like we always do. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey, but if you missed it, you can always go back and listen to the first segment. We did talk a little Major League Baseball. Now we got to shift gears, guys. I mean, this is the time. Like I said, we live for this. We live, breathe, eat, and sleep for this. NHL playoff time, NBA playoff time. I got to say, when October comes, I get pretty excited for October baseball, too. So, in general, when playoffs come, we're all a little bit more excited. A triple header ahead of us today. I kind of love that. We got the Hurricanes and Devils, who right now the Canes are on top here. They're 2-0 in that one. Maple Leafs and Panthers will be going at it. Florida has continued their hot play, right? They just aren't quitting right now. They're up 2-0. And then the Stars and the Kraken, where this is 1-1 going back to Seattle now. Pretty awesome stuff, John. Let's start with the Kraken and the Stars, because that one right now is 1-1. The other ones are at 2-0. The Kraken and the Stars. So, at the end of the day, you know, we also have the Vegas Knights, who went down last night, and I know that one's 1-1 to Edmonton, so not to forget about that, but we're going to get there. Because, like I said, I already have just adopted them as my team, and Mike has probably adopted the Kraken a little bit, and right now feeling pretty good about what they're seeing with how they're playing the Stars. Have an opportunity to take it, you know, get control of this series again, right? With going back home and winning at home, John. So, who do you like, the Kraken or the Stars? Are you a little surprised that they got one against Dallas in Dallas?
No, I'm not surprised. I still think Dallas is a better team, and I still think Dallas, over the course of a long series, six or seven games, are probably going to come out on the right side of it, but it's not going to be easy. Seattle, you know, we look at Seattle as an expansion team, which they are. We compare them to the Vegas Golden Knights because they came in around the same time in the same kind of format as an expansion team, and the Golden Knights are sort of the gold star in terms of how you develop an expansion team, and clearly Seattle has followed that model. and is doing extremely well. But one thing we have to keep in mind is that, you know, playoff experience is a huge factor in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And while the Kraken are a new team, there's a lot of guys on that Kraken team that have Stanley Cup playoff experience, and it's starting to show. It's a team that's well coached by Dave Haskell. It's a team that's been well put together by general manager Ron Francis. So, you know, when you look at a team that's had 100 points in the regular season, it's nothing to be sneezed at, even though they were a lower seed. They were the number 7 seed going into the tournament. They could very easily have been in that spot that the Los Angeles Kings were in and been third in that division. So let's not discount the fact that Seattle had a 100-point season. It's been a bit of a surprising series from the standpoint that in the first game, which they won in Dallas, Joe Pavelski came back from a concussion that he suffered in the first game of the opening round, and he scored 4 goals. And when was the last time you saw a player score 4 goals in a Stanley Cup game and be on the losing side? That shows you how well Seattle has played. Dallas hasn't played that badly, quite frankly. They played very well in the opening game to lose in overtime, but in the second game, they were fairly dominant. So I see that as a fairly long series. I'm seeing 6 games, maybe even 7, and from last week, we all know what can happen in game 7s. We talked about them last weekend, there being 3, and 2 of them were very exciting games, 1-goal games, one of them going to overtime. The other was very one-sided, a little bit surprisingly one-sided in my view, but we love those game 7s. We saw 3 of them. Why shouldn't we see 2 or 3 more in this round? I think that would be the ideal way to keep going in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year.
John, you know, obviously New Jersey's a little frustrated. They're down 2-0. What kind of changes are they going to need? Are they going to have to make a goalie change, or is there something else that they're going to have to do to get back into this series?
Well, Carolina's won 2 games fairly easily, Mike, but those 2 games were in Carolina, and as Andy has said many times, comparing it to his favorite sport, tennis, a playoff series really doesn't develop a theme until the home team has lost. So it's great if New Jersey can play as well at home against Carolina in games 3 and 4 as they did against the New York Rangers last Monday night in game 7, we could very easily be going back to Raleigh for game 5 tied at 2. So I still think Carolina's a better team. I thought that might be a 5 or a 6 game series, but it's obviously key that the Devils have to win game 3 this afternoon because they don't want to go down 3-1. I mean, you know, their backs are really to the wall if they go down 3-1. I kind of wonder if there was a little bit of a letdown after that tremendous performance against the Rangers on Monday night. I would hope that's not the case, but Carolina's a very good team. They were a good team all season. Home ice advantage clearly was a big advantage to Carolina in those 2 games, but you know, again, let's look at this a little bit more carefully. After game 3, there's a whole difference between being down 3-0 and 2-1.
Absolutely. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL playoff hockey at the moment, and I want to keep going here. And let's talk about this Panthers-Leafs series for a moment. Look, sometimes
You're really comes. Making it painful for me today.
No, I hear you, but all I'm saying is sometimes Mama Mo comes, right? Like, yeah. Momentum has really, really struck this Florida Panther team, okay? Yeah. Like, I don't think they thought they were going to beat Boston, okay? Let's call it the way it really is, okay? But they did. And when you have that belief and you start to believe that you can do things that maybe you didn't think you could before then, right? So them going and stealing too against the Maple Leafs in Toronto, I mean that's huge. And you know, but at the same time, could this be a situation where we've talked about it? Home ice sometimes is like overrated, right?
Oh, so,
right. So it's not out of the question that the Maple Leafs can go to Florida and get to and make this thing 2-2 going back to Toronto. But you have to give a lot of credit to the way that the Panthers are playing right now. And I think that there's a certain amount of belief that they have, John, at this moment, that it's going to be difficult to crack that. What say you?
Yeah, there's a couple of factors here, Andy. First of all, Florida struggled to get into the playoffs. So essentially, they've been playing playoff hockey for 6 weeks. So they were already in the groove when they got into that Boston series. We saw them come back from a 3-1 deficit in that series. We saw them win a Game 7 in Boston, toughest place to win all season, against a team that had 65 wins. Then they came into Toronto, and of course I saw both of those games. And the first game, both teams played well. The difference was goaltending. Bobrovsky played very well for Florida. Samsonov played well for Toronto, but not as well as Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky was the key in that Game 7 against Boston. That was a huge factor there. And quite frankly, the Panthers stole Game 2 in Toronto because of Bobrovsky's play. Leafs were up 2-0, went to sleep for about 6 minutes and found themselves down 3-2, and then they couldn't put the puck in the ocean after that because Bobrovsky was playing so well. So the Leafs have been a good road team this year, especially in the state of Florida. They won 3 overtime games in Tampa. They were 3-0-1 in the 4 games against the Florida Panthers this year. So it's very conceivable that, to your point, the Leafs could go into Florida, take those 2 games, and I'm not saying those games are going to be easy. It's the same situation for the Leafs as it is for the New Jersey Devils. Very, very critical that they don't go down 3-0. So there's a ton of pressure on the Maple Leafs. But the road teams have been doing very well in the playoffs this year. You know, I look at the road team records, and they're 35 wins and 23 losses for road teams. So, you know, as I've said many times before, you play 82 games for home ice advantage. What good is it doing some of these teams when you've got home teams playing at I think it's 0.397 percentage, so the road teams are winning 60% of the games. It's fascinating.
It's really wild. It's good stuff, John. That's why we love NHL playoff hockey time. Appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, you bet. Always a pleasure to chat with you guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Have a great day. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody else does. That's why we have them, for your listening pleasure, people. Keep it close. We're going to come back. I think we got to dive into the NBA, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted?
appliance broken, computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. You can get at us. We love hearing from the people, man. Last week we got calls from Ohio. I think we got someone from Missouri. I don't know where the heck you were calling from, but we love hearing from you people at 1-800-878-7529. Those are obviously the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Did I just see that Vita Blue just passed away? If I just saw that go across my screen, I think that's what I just saw. Mike Wilson, can you do a little fact checking for me? But I just saw something run across the screen about somebody passing away just now, just this very moment. But it's come and gone, kind of like a fart in the wind. So now I don't know exactly what I saw, but I know I saw something. Okay, at the end of the day, I know I saw something. Okay, and by the way, you can get at us on Twitter too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got another caller, man. We're going to jump out to those phones. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We like to lock and load those phone lines. We like to keep Robert busy in the studio. So y'all people, get on the line, get on the horn, get after it. Start talking about what's on your mind in the sports world, okay? That's really what this is all about. We do this so that you people can vent, so that you people can talk to us and throw your opinions out there as much as freaking possible. Otherwise, it gets saturated with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. And who the heck needs that? We need more of you and less of us. That's what I'm trying to say. So, without further ado, let's jump out to the phones and let's hook up with that dude, that cat, one of our usual callers. That's MISM. For those that don't know, that's Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you know the usual cast of characters. That's Mike Wilson. I'm the Dorf man. We're squirrels just living in your world, man. What's going on, bro? What's up?
What is real? A fart in the wind? Oh, my God. Is that an homage to your late, great Uncle Shelley? Jeez. You got one thing right so far, man.
Listen, brother. Listen,
more of me and less of you. That's what we...
Hold on. Listen, brother. Only some of us understand that. And you know what, my man? I am so glad you picked up on that, because in a way, that was for you, that was for me, and that was for the man upstairs who's watching and listening to us all the time, my friend. So go ahead, Mitch, in Santa Monica.
Well, the other thing, more of me and less of you makes for a better show. That's of course, something that
I love.
Where do I want to begin? Now that you referenced him, I think he'd be very upset with the Brewers dropping six in a row in second place, but I really wasn't prepared to talk about that. But I am disappointing the Brewers. I will say something, and maybe I don't know if you guys have touched on it, but are these NBA playoffs just unwatchable? I mean, I'm just kind of tooling around here. Let's go back to the Wednesday Celtic game. That game is what, a 34-point demolition? Thursday, 27-point margin. Friday, we have a 12-point game and a 7-point game. And then yesterday, what, a 20-point game. And then I tried to watch I'm thinking, all right, what am I going to do today after we got, like, the scratch in the Kentucky Derby, and we actually had a really nice horse race, although, like, seven horses had to be euthanized over the week, so that sport has got its problems. But it's like, a 30-point demolition. It's like, what is wrong with these NBA playoffs? I'm just, granted, I was kind of out watching some music, and I'm, yes, okay, you could say, oh, yeah, MISM, your Bucks are out, you're sour, I get it, you know, you're not going to watch. No, dude, you know, I'm watching anything and everything that's exciting and keeps me at the edge of my seat. I mean, you know, Marquette bowed out, didn't take me away from the NCAA tournament, but this basketball tournament, this professional basketball tournament is just as dull as the floorboards that Steph Curry seems to find on all over the place. I just don't understand what is going on with it. I'm curious.
All right.
You know, I'll come back with some more comments, but look, what do you got? What's your guys' take on that?
All right. So I got a confession to make to you guys. Okay. Yesterday I was so bored. I was trying to find something to watch on TV, and this is me really being transparent with you guys, okay? Because I just heard MISM, right? I just heard him talk about, like, he's searching and he's looking, right? Well, dude, you're not the only guy searching and looking, okay? So I was so friggin' bored yesterday. There's nothing on TV, and you're talking about, you know, like games and stuff, right? Like, those basketball games really weren't that good. The Knicks didn't really show up, right? Miami pretty much handled their business and destroyed them. And then the Lake Show comes and they just destroy Golden State. So Dorfman is like searching. Dorfman is in trouble because I need to watch something, right? And I'm watching golf, and Katie's yelling at me about golf. She tells me it's like watching paint dry. And okay, but the way they hit that ball, it's exquisite, man. Like the way they can get out of trouble, and what Sabathia did, man, the hitting that ball lefty. Okay, I'm sorry, but there's something to it to me that I like watching. But okay, so now I'm searching, and for crying out loud, you'll never believe it, but Dorfman starts watching softball. I'm watching Oklahoma and OSU, and I can't even believe it, but I'm kind of getting into it, man. So, like, dude, I totally get what you're saying, MISM, man. We're searching. We need something. And now I'm going to bring it back to where you were, and you're talking about the NBA playoffs, and you're talking about how it's a little bit unwatchable, and to a certain degree, brother, I'm right there with you, but then there's another certain degree of me that says, you know what, sooner or later, we're going to get what we want, and we're going to see some really good play, and I don't know when that's going to be. I'm waiting just like you, but I do think it is coming. I think we may get that later on today. Maybe the Suns can even things up with the Denver Nuggets, and I don't think that Boston is going to lose the series to Philadelphia, but you just never know. Maybe they can make that 2-2. And then if you have a couple series that are 2-2, does it get a little more exciting to you? I guess that's my question. Because it almost – here's where I'm with you. It almost seems like the teams that are winning, the way they're winning, it's a little too easy. So I kind of get what you're saying. Because nobody wants to see a 30-point rout. Nobody likes to see that. I don't like seeing that. I know Mike wants his team to win, but in a weird way, bro, I think you'd like to see a game be a little bit more competitive as well. And, yeah, it feels good when your team is up by 20 and they're trouncing everybody. But there's something to it when there's a really good close game and then your team can pull it out, okay? Like, there's something to that, too. So MISM, I understand what you're saying, but if these teams can respond, then maybe these playoffs get a little bit better. Is that okay? And Mike, where are you on that?
Now, well, the funny thing about all of this is that
you watched softball yesterday too.
That was very similar. So, you know, look, it is Cinco de Mayo weekend, right? And so I'm out. And I'm with a very beautiful woman, and we're out having a good time, and we're at this watering hole, and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to find, they have all the stuff on the TVs, and we're sitting there enjoying the day because it's a beautiful day yesterday, and we're watching the softball game, Dorf. We're watching the same thing.
There you,
you
go.
Are, and we kind of look at each other like, are we really, really watching college, women's college softball? oh my God. And so from there, we come home and, whatever. And the Laker game is what the Laker game is. And I'm with you guys. Like, look, I want my Celtics to win every series, to win another banner, the whole thing. But I'm with you, Dorf. There is something about pulling out a tight game, showing some composure down the stretch, hitting shots, making plays to pull out a victory in a tight game rather than sitting there watching your team win by 35 or 40. Granted, we all like that from time to time, but in the end, especially in the playoffs, you can build a lot of momentum off of winning tight games. And I just wish we had more. And like, to your point, Andy, like you said, maybe the Suns can even this thing up. I'm hoping to God that Philly doesn't even it up. I want it 3-1 going back to Boston, for sure. But there is something to the NBA just being not exactly unwatchable, because I appreciate the athleticism, all that kind of stuff. But the difference in points and between the teams has been pretty bad. Like, you're watching some stuff, and you're like, why am I watching the team getting blown out by 35? Am I that bored? I guess so. It is.
So to that point, right, the Lakers win 127-97 over the Warriors on Saturday, and the Heat win 105-86, right? So ultimately, you're looking at two blowout games. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully we get better action in the games that are happening today, with Denver playing the Suns, who the Suns seem to have found a little something with Kevin Durant and D-Book scoring 86 points. I don't think it's a winning formula, guys, by any means.
Me neither.
That's very troublesome. And then with what happened with DeAndre Ayton throughout that game, MISM, are you paying attention to any of this stuff too? Because DeAndre Ayton at the end of the game, you know, guys are trying to come up to him and give him a little dap and some love, and he wanted nothing to do with it. And then after the game, he decided not to go do media, and he just got the hell out of there. Look, at some point, I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you all the truth because I'm here and I see it on a daily. DeAndre Ayton is not well taken here. He is not getting the support that he should. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, man, like, he's not Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, people got to understand that, okay? That's not who he is. He's DeAndre freaking Ayton, man. And you know what? The guy gives you, like, 20 and 8, and that's what he does, okay? But ultimately, I think if you alienate this guy too much, you're putting Jock in there over him, and you're giving him all this praise. I think they're really setting themselves up for some off-season issues and problems. Maybe they're going to have to deal with this guy because they've already kind of tinkered with that in general. So, look, man, the Celtics and 76ers, the 76ers played better without Embiid, bro. I'm sorry, but they played better without him. For some reason, everybody seemed to step up a lot more. James Harden went from playing great to what the hell happened to James Harden again, right? So the Sixers got to put it together, man. They got to go out and play a complete game. And same with the Suns. But I like the Nugs today for some reason. I think that Nugs had a bad game. I think they had a bad game against the Suns on Friday night. And two guys literally destroyed them. MISM, you got a final thought for us?
Yeah, well, the thing that I took away from this conversation so far is that, are you telling me that both of you were out with your ladies and you choose to watch softball with them? I mean, I'm bad enough that my love is actually out of town and I'm by myself and I'm trying to figure out. And the highlight of my day was that F1 qualifying got red flagged and Max Verstappen's got to start at the ninth position today. Oh, bad. Too bad,
I watched
Max.
That, too.
I mean, seriously. Talk about slowly. Yeah,
that's great stuff. But by the way, I did my watching at home, so I wasn't out and about doing that. But anyways, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap this hour up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Oh, Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. Final segment for this hour. We do have MISM hanging with us here. I think he stayed through the break. And I threw something out there on Facebook because I heard it. It was absolutely ridiculous. Russell Westbrook and Pat B. Actually, Pat B. was the guy that threw this out there. Think they deserve a ring if the Los Angeles Lakers win a title. Dude, participation awards don't happen anymore, people. I'm sorry. I ain't mad at you, but you know what? They got rid of you two clowns to get better. I ain't mad. MISM, your thought on that?
Does that mean I don't get a participation award for this, for calling in this morning, Andy?
Nope.
I mean, come on now. Jeez, I'm a part of the team.
You got to do something special,
listen
man.
To this. Hey, here's the deal. Except for, like, the Oakland A's, teams make personnel moves, whether it's trades or whether you're dropping or front office decisions with coaches, to do one thing, and that's to get better. Dude, Westbrook, Beverly, they got rid of you because they wanted to get better, and if I'm not mistaken, they were 6 games under 500 when they dropped your tuckuses, and they now have been better. So the point is this team was better off without you than with you. No, you do not deserve a ring. Were there people in the past that may have got them? And yeah, okay, you can cite some examples. But your example is one in which, here's the deal, you were keeping a team down. And the facts are the facts, the records are the records. And no, you do not get a ring. The only one who gets
Love
the
it,
ring for participation is MISM right here in Santa Monica by himself.
We love it, man. Have an awesome day. Appreciate your call. MISM, man. Regular caller on the program. We got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, people.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Authorities overnight searching the home of the suspected shooter in yesterday's deadly mass shooting at a mall in Allen, Texas. The shooter reportedly shared that home with his parents. There's no word on a motive. Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey says an officer was able to end the shooting before even more people were hurt.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots. Went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
Witnesses are describing a traumatic scene.
Among those who evacuated the Allen Premium Outlets on Saturday was Elaine Penicaro, who told me she was just doing a day of shopping with her daughter when happiness turned harrowing.
I jumped behind a concrete pole, and my daughter like ran right into the store. Thank God she ran into the store like right away. And then I kind of crawled my way into the store and, you know, started screaming to try to find her. And
Penicaro heard shots in the distance before the gunfire approached her vicinity.
We were just a minute away from walking to my car where we would have been right in the middle of it.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget.
President Biden telling MSNBC's 11th hour that the debt ceiling and budget are two separate issues. The GOP-led House passed Speaker McCarthy's budget proposal last week. Republicans saying they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget, which Biden characterizes as ridiculous. At least eight fake electors in Georgia are receiving immunity deals. They plan to declare Donald Trump the winner of the presidential election in 2020. Despite his loss, prosecutors have reached a deal with eight of the 16, promising they won't face any charges if they agree to testify about Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn Biden's victory. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
It's now day six of the writer's strike that's bringing a halt to Hollywood film and TV productions, including the final season of a Netflix hit.
The Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers have been in talks for several weeks concerning an increase in writers' wages and a guarantee they won't be replaced with AI computer systems. On Saturday, the creators of Stranger Things announced production will be halted during the strike, saying they hope a fair deal is reached soon so they can all get back to work.
I'm Chris Garagio.
From one hit to another, Yellowstone is ending after its fifth season. Here's Corey Myers.
Paramount Network will begin airing the second part to the final season in November. This after months of rumors that lead actor Kevin Costner would be leaving the series. An untitled sequel series, though, has been ordered. It will premiere on Paramount in December. Rumor is that will star Matthew McConaughey.
On the big screen, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is topping the box office this weekend. Marvel's latest superhero film brought in over $48 million on opening day and is projected to make up to $120 million by the end of today. The Super Mario Brothers movie is holding steady in its fifth week in theaters. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin honored this weekend by the Air Force, naming him an honorary Brigadier General and a Space Force Guardian. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. So much to talk about, whether it's Pat B and Russ Westbrook trying to get rings when they don't deserve them, or if it's the NHL postseason playoff hockey that's just absolutely riveting. Major League Baseball's going on. We got UFC stuff happening. We got horse racing happening. Dude, this is the time to be talking about sports, people, and we are glad to be doing it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Well, Mike Wilson, you and I are going to spend this hour talking a lot about the NBA. There's so much stuff to get into. I'm curious who you think is playing the best right now. I'm curious to know who you think is more important on your own team. Is it Jaylen Brown or is it Jason Tatum? There's a lot of things that I want to dive into with you this hour, okay?
No, I agree, and I'm interested to see who you think is playing the best as well. It's funny you said that. I was like, well, that was my thought during the break. So, no, there's a lot of good things. You know, Embiid, a deserving MVP, but Boston just wasn't interested in it the other night. They just went, hey, congratulations, but we're going to take the game, just so you know. You know, and then, you know, we have the whole thing with your Bucks and Budenholzer, and who do you think, lands that coaching position? Because that's a hot job
like, that's a good job. And so there's going to, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people trying to throw their hat in the ring. I think Nick Nurse would probably be a good fit there in Milwaukee. But look, we got a ton of stuff to talk about, so let's get to it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It's the weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us if you like. You can always call us, man. We heard from someone from Ohio last week. We'd like to hear from you wherever the heck you are in the country or in the world, to be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude. So a couple things we threw out there in the open, right? I said to you, who's playing the best? I said to you, who do you think is the most important guy on your own squad? Is it Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum? I'll start this out by saying I think the guy that's playing the best right now in the playoffs is Jimmy Butler. That guy is just unreal. He finds a level that nobody can reach. I am extremely impressed with how that dude plays. So to me, Jimmy Buckets is playing probably the best. I got news for you. Like, LeBron is right there too. And here's where I'm going to go with my LeBron rant right now. I said this to Katie before I came on the program today. And you had said something about Bronny going to USC right away, which really got me kind of thinking, and I didn't say it at that moment because I was waiting for when we started talking about this stuff. The truth is, man, what LeBron James is doing at 30 frickin' 8 years old, it's beyond ridiculous, man. Like, I'm sorry, but I've watched what Mike looked like, and I'm not talking about you, Mike. I'm talking about MJ, the real MJ, the original MJ, Michael Jordan, and what he looked like when he was 36, 37, 38, right? Dude, it's not even close to the level that LeBron is at, bro. So I think in the middle of their career, I think we can all say that Michael was so far superior. But at the end of their careers, this is where LeBron has taken this to a different level, man. The way he has treated his body, what he's getting out of his body, it's miraculous, man. The way that he goes to the rack at his age with no fear, no regard for human life. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but people can hate this man. People can hate him. But you got to appreciate the greatness, especially this late in the guy's career and the way he's doing it, man. It's beyond impressive in my humble opinion, Mike. So to me, those are the two guys that I think are playing the best. And then, you know what? His teammate, AD, man, when he shows up, I don't think anybody's going to be able to beat the Lakers. If LeBron and AD play the way that they can, dude, they got the two best players on the court, whoever they're playing, even if they're playing Brown and Tatum, in my humble opinion. So I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, bro. I feel like we're turning the clocks back to 1985 and we're going to get Boston and L.A. I really, really feel that way. But that's kind of where my head is with who's playing the best right now.
Well, look, you're right. In terms of Jimmy buckets and LeBron, what I would say with AD is when he shows up, when he's engaged. Because let's face it, game two he sucked. Like he wasn't engaged. He just seemed like he didn't care.
Hold on. Let me just throw this at you. Was that because he played a ton of minutes in game one, which is like the most he played all year, first and foremost? Or, dude, let's give a little bit of credit where credit might be due. Maybe the Golden State Warriors made some freaking adjustments, man. Like, come on. So here's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying, but dude, like, they've played three games, and two out of the three games, I think he's been the best player on the floor. Okay. Right. Yes, they made adjustments in one game, and the Lakers struggled. And dude, I in a weird way, man, I'm sorry, but I watched that game. Their defensive intensity was so much different from game one to game two, bro. And then they went back to it a little bit in game three, and they were denying Curry the ball again. His assist total was way down. His turnovers were way up. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm just playing the other side of this, because what I saw was adjustments made in game two, but game one and game three, that was the same story, bro.
Well, if you would have let me finish, I would have gone on your rant. you and I would have said the same thing in terms of that. Because, look, I've always liked AD. Like, ever since he was at Kentucky, I'm like, this guy could be one of the best big men ever in the history of the league, because he has all the skills to do that. He's athletic. He can bring the ball up the court at 6'11 or whatever he is. And, you know, he can block shots. He can rebound. I have no doubt that AD, when he's engaged, is the best player on the court, you know, minus his teammate in LeBron. Would I like to see a Boston LA final? Yeah, bring it on. Yeah, I'll take a team that's about 10 deep against LeBron and AD all day long. I'll do that. But, you know, in terms of, you know, who's playing the best, like you said, Jimmy Buckets, I mean, he was a one-man wrecking crew in the Milwaukee series, and he's a one-man wrecking crew against the Knicks right now. He just ups his game. The bigger the game, the brighter the lights, Jimmy's ready to go. Jimmy's not scared of the moment at all. And, you know, look, part of that of Jimmy's success is the culture they have in Miami. I just wouldn't want to play Miami. Miami makes me nervous when Boston plays them because they have some guys that can hurt Boston. They match up fairly well with Boston. And then you got Jimmy doing what Jimmy does. He gets buckets. He scores. He takes over the game. So, you know, and then look on the flip side of that, you know, James Harden, holy smokes. You know, yeah, he had a great game one, and you mentioned it earlier. Philly, probably the other guys stepped up in Embiid's absence, and Harden really stepped up. I think he had 45 or 47 points, shot well. And then the next two games, you know, we talk about adjustments. Boston's like, hey, we're not going to let you get off anymore. And they shut them down. And I will say this in terms of game three in Boston and Philly, the way that Boston defended Embiid and really kind of made him kind of head on a swivel. Who's coming at me? Where's the double coming from? Who's guarding me this possession? Like they mixed it up to a point where even I was sitting there going, okay, we got Smart on him this time. We had Tatum on him last time. Horford took him the time before that. Oh, look, we're back to Smart guarding him on this possession. So, you know, on my own team, I'm a big Jaylen Brown guy. Ever since he's been on the team, I like he can go two ways. He's a two-way dude. He can score. He can defend. He's athletic. Block shots. He had a block shot the other night on Harden that I was just like, yeah, get that out of there. He just volleyballed it. But for me, when that team's clicking, Marcus Smart is doing what he does.
In a lot of ways, I think he's the straw that stirs that pot. I hear what you're saying. We got to take a break. Yeah. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Everybody, welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it would be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, we have talked about who we think is playing the best. And there's some other guys that are probably right up there. I think Klay Thompson has actually been pretty good this postseason, knocking down a lot of threes. Steph has been Steph. However, what I notice about Steph Curry, which is really strange why more teams don't do this, Mike, because the Lakers are playing him right, if you ask me. Obviously, he got it going in one game so far. But what I think you need to do against a guy like Steph Curry is put a bigger body up against him. I like what they did in game one, where guys were just literally denying him the ball. They weren't really paying attention to where the ball was. They were just paying attention to where Steph was, and they were really easily able to stop him and deny him from getting the ball. But bigger guys, that wingspan, right? It's pretty much what every team in the league is wanting so bad is wing players. I think the Lakers have a lot of wing players, bro.
Yep.
They have the formula to shut them down. And what they're trying to do is make the other guys beat them. And one game, Steph was able to get guys involved and, you know, 12 assists or something like that, and guys were making shots. I think the recipe is there. I really do. And why we don't see other teams do this more against Steph is really what I'm wondering. Maybe it's because they get too tired chasing him around the court. I don't know, man. Like, seriously, because he's running around like crazy, right? He's coming off the screens. He's just literally moving constantly. But I've noticed, you know, I'm a little bit more stagnant when he's playing against the Lakers, and it's because of the way that they're defending him. So, bigger guys, bang him around a little bit. Don't let him get so many open looks, even though he likes taking 35-footers. We know he can make those. So I think they're doing a better job of closing out on him and making things a little bit more difficult. But both of those guys have played pretty well in the postseason as well, from what I've seen too, Mike. So I don't want them to go unmentioned. KD, on the other hand, you know, the guy that we have that – the Phoenix Suns went out and made the big deal for. I feel like at times he's forcing shots and he's
right.
He's kind of doing things a little bit outside of what we see from a normal Kevin Durant. Like, I know the dude can score at every level, three-pointers, mid-range, goes to the rack. But when you force a guy to shoot three-pointers because your team doesn't shoot a lot of three-pointers, I don't know if that's a recipe for success, man. So there's some guys that are playing well, and then I think there's some guys that we're expecting to play better than they are. And speaking of that, Book is playing pretty well. He's putting up a lot of points, and, yes. he's done some good stuff. So they need to figure it out a little bit more. And interesting, you haven't heard me mention Joker. He's playing okay, but I haven't seen him raise his level from the regular season to like a postseason level yet. But Denver's playing pretty well overall too. It's kind of where my head's
at. Denver is. Denver is playing pretty well overall, and granted, look, the Joker the other night in that game just lit it up. I mean, his stats were insane. He had, 35 points and 15 rebounds and 17 assists, and just something. And he didn't have anybody else really come along for the ride for the most part the other night. So I think Denver gets it figured out. I think Denver wins this game 4. I think it's going to be close, but I think Denver's going to pull it out and go up 3-1 heading back to Denver. But, look, to your point with Steph, I've always thought with Steph, you got to body him, and you got to put, like you said, guys with wingspan, guys that are a little bit taller than him, but are long and that are, and to your point, like, they're not concerned about where the ball's at. They're just worried about where Steph is running around too. And at the same time, you body him. I think you do the same thing with a guy like Booker. I think you do the same thing with a guy like Durant. You body him because they don't like to be these shooters, these great scorers that we have. They're great scorers, but they don't like to be bodied. They don't like somebody like right up in their grill, playing physical with them. I think if you do that to any one of those guys, and Harden's another guy, you just get up on Harden and he doesn't exactly know what to do except, exaggerate a flop like he's being sniped, in the battlefield.
Since you just mentioned that, I do want to point this out, and I'm sure you're aware of it. I like what Jaylen Brown said after game 1 when James Harden turned the clock back, right, and put up those 45. You know what Jaylen said. Jaylen said, I want to guard him. And he hasn't been the same since Jaylen Brown has been the head of that monster guarding James Harden. Like you're saying, getting in his space, man, getting in his grill. That's and he's 6'7" and he's long and lanky. Yeah, that's athletic. A problem on the defensive side, bro. I agree.
Yeah, no, I mean, for any one of these great scorers, and granted, like you and I kind of look at this a little bit through the prism of how the NBA was when we were growing up and teenagers in our early 20s. Physical, you're up in their business. And it just making things uncomfortable. I think if you make these great scores in this league now of, the freedom of movement league, they're not sure what to do. It's almost like they don't have, maybe with the exception of Steph, they don't have like a counter to somebody that is up in their personal space because they're not really accustomed to dealing with that on an everyday basis. I mean, heck, we all saw the video of Book, in summer league or something, pick up ball, doesn't like you get double teed. So it's kind of like that mentality that drives me crazy. And I loved what Jaylen Brown said. He's like, let me have him. He's mine. And he said it in a way where I took it like, all right, Jaylen's going to take this on. He's going to shut him down. He's not going to let Harden get comfortable. And once Harden gets uncomfortable, like the last two games, he's scored 28 points, but he's on 5 of 28 shooting in those two games, and he's just been a no-show. And Embiid just had to try and carry it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Absolutely. it's the those things. Let me ask you really quick, Andy, since we're still talking NBA, in Milwaukee, they get rid of Coach Bud. Who do you want in there? I know you and I have talked about Nick Nurse, that you think he'd be a good fit. Is there somebody else that we're not, that the rest of the public isn't paying attention to in terms of maybe another good fit for your Milwaukee Bucks?
I want to get to that, but you got me going here. Sure. On something that I want to get into first. And let's save that for the next segment, because quite frankly, you were talking about like who's a guy that isn't afraid of the moment. And when you throw defenses at him and this and that and the other, like he's not going to succumb to the pressure. I got one guy. Okay. It's Jimmy Butler, dude. Like,
yep.
I'm sorry, but Jason Hart or Josh Hart is doing anything and everything that he can to guard this guy. And quite frankly, you know, Josh Hart he's a pretty good guard in this league, man. But here's the problem. He doesn't have the strength to handle a Jimmy Butler. And that was the same problem for Jrue Holiday. So you got me thinking Milwaukee now a little bit, right? That was the problem for Jrue Holiday when he was playing against Jimmy Butler and Miami. Dude, I can't figure out for the life of me why in the hell these guys aren't coming with a double team. Okay? Like,
why
are you putting your dude out on an island when he can't guard this guy on his own? So to a certain point, these coaches are putting their players in a position to fail. I'm going to give you another example of where I think this is happening. It's happening in the Denver-Phoenix series, man. Like, DeAndre Ayton is getting swallowed up and shriveled down by Joker. Like he's non-existent out there on the floor. And he's getting frustrated. He's getting upset. And guys are noticing that. So what does Monty need to do? Monty needs to figure it out. And for the first time, you know what? They were so desperate in game three, bro. Like, he used the bench. And it worked, man. Like, it freaking worked, dude. So why are these guys always trying to outsmart themselves? These guys played for you during the regular season. Give them those freaking minutes in the postseason as well. Like, these guys want to shorten their roster and shorten it up way too much. There's some dudes that are deserving to get out on that floor. And it worked for them in game three. Will he follow it up in game four and make it a series? That's what I'm really curious about. I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back. And I'll answer your question about Bud leaving Milwaukee, who I think is a good fit for Milwaukee moving forward. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Weekend edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people. Love the calls that we've had today, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. We're talking NBA hoops. We can talk whatever's on your mind, though, so don't worry about that. If you got a totally random thought and you want to talk about something else, whatever's on your mind, it's on our mind at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, too. For Mike, that would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, you've been waiting for this for a while. I've been waiting for this for a while. You asked me about Coach Bud and who I would like as a replacement. You mentioned Nick Nurse, who is probably the top candidate, in my humble opinion. We're looking at a guy that obviously beat the Milwaukee Bucks to win a championship a few years back. He's had decent talent there in Toronto. I think he did a pretty good job in Toronto. I think he's a motivating guy. I think he develops young players pretty well. What I like most about him is in-game adjustments, game-to-game adjustments. In the postseason, I think you can pretty much guarantee that he'll make adjustments. When he's had a star, this guy has won championships, or at least one championship. When he had Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard played a lot of games for him. Kawhi Leonard hasn't played as many games since then. Maybe that's why the results for where he's gone since then haven't been the same. And, you know, when you lose guys, sometimes the blame gets put too heavily on you. So, in a weird way, I don't believe that Nick Nurse probably should have even been fired by Toronto. Because at the end of the day, he didn't have the same talent that he's had around him when he was doing a little bit better. So there, I think there's a lot of positive. I think you're going to get a guy that's motivated. I think you're going to get a guy that's hungry. I think you're getting a guy that's pretty innovative, very creative. So, yeah, that's my number one choice. Frank Vogel has also been mentioned. And I think what the common theme with both of those guys is that they've won pretty recently. So that's a positive, I guess. When you have a roster like Milwaukee has or they've had, I think your expectation level is extremely high. So you're looking for a team that you think can get to the Eastern Conference Championship and maybe even to the NBA Finals, which, in my humble opinion, they've had that ability, but they've only done it once. in the past 5 years, and then they win. Otherwise, they've had early exits. And I think more so than anything, you can accredit a lot of the disappointment that, that people had in Milwaukee in those 4 years of not advancing very far when you have the team that Milwaukee had, Mike. So I think Nick Nurse is a really good option. But there are other options. And I've even heard Mark Jackson, which
right.
I think is an interesting idea. He's been away from the game for a long time. However, he is watching it. He's studying it. And maybe he has had enough time to look at it from afar and see what's going on in today's NBA. And I think we all kind of forget Mark Jackson was the guy that originally put together the Golden State Warrior team that you're looking at right now in a lot of ways. So I think, you know, you said something earlier that was extremely valid and very true. The Milwaukee Bucks coaching vacancy, that is a coveted position right now in the NBA when you have a superstar named Giannis on your team. Like the Bucks are, they don't have to rush. I think that's something
right.
that you know, I wanted them to rush to get rid of Bud so that they could put themselves out there that they were looking for a new coach. Right. But now right. that you have yourself out there, I think you need to do your due diligence right now. Like, make sure you know what you're doing, because in my humble opinion, Mike, this is the most important offseason in Milwaukee Bucks franchise history, because Giannis could sign the Supermax, but he's not going to. So that means you have 2 years to keep this guy in Milwaukee. What does that mean exactly? I think that means you're going to have to do some kind of a sign and trade deal with one or maybe both Chris and Drew, and you get younger and you get maybe better and you intrigue Giannis to want to stick around in Milwaukee after his next 2 years are over. So this to me is a huge offseason in the Milwaukee Bucks franchise history, maybe the most important one as far as I can remember, Mike. So I like Nick Nurse. I think Bud was great, and he did things in Milwaukee that were fantastic. He brought a winning culture, man. Like we can't forget that. Okay. I
right.
As much as I wanted him to be done in Milwaukee, I have to understand and I have to realize he did some really good things and some positive stuff in Milwaukee, Mike. We have a winning culture now. And it's been that way for 5 years. And when you have that winning culture, your expectations change. And that's where we got to. And with Bud, he just didn't make in-game adjustments. He didn't make adjustments basically at all. It was his way or the highway. And to me, in today's NBA, you need to be more versatile. And I think that this is a lesson, a life lesson, man. A life lesson for Bud. Like, get better at what you do if what you're doing doesn't work. You need to have another gear. You need to have another level. You need to have another switch. And I think he learned that from what happened here in Milwaukee. So he will get better. Hopefully Milwaukee will get better. And hopefully in the long run, it's what everybody wanted. It's what everybody got. And hopefully everybody's happy in the future. So I wish Bud all the success and everything. I don't wish him bad at all, Mike. And here's what's kind of crazy. You know who else needs a coach? The Toronto Raptors, man. Could we be playing a game of switcheroo here?
Right.
Like, that could easily happen. It could easily happen. I could see Bud going to Toronto, and I could see Nick Nurse coming to Milwaukee very, very easily.
Oh yeah, very easily. You know, my next question for you was, you know, because Giannis can sign that Supermax, and like you said, he's not going to. But, you know, my question for you would be, what does that firing mean for him? Is this kind of a wait and see kind of thing with him with signing the max, even though, you know, personally, I can't see him going anywhere else. Like he's a Buck for life. Like I hear you.
I
don't know. Yeah.
Look, I hear you, but here's the other side of that. Okay. Giannis did something in Milwaukee that hasn't been done for 50 years. Okay. So ultimately, if you can't get the pieces around him to go back and do it all over again, I got news for you, man. I can't blame the guy if he were to want to go somewhere else. I just can't blame him. So to a certain degree, Milwaukee better get their act together and they better go get pieces to fill this puzzle. Because I'm sorry, at the end of the day, man, what we saw just wasn't good enough. And the pieces that they have to this puzzle right now are broken. They need to go get new pieces to the puzzle. And
right.
Does that mean, look, you got to figure out who's got more value. Is it Cash or is it Drew? And with Drew, when he talks about retirement in the near future, I don't know if that's a selling point. I think that hurts them a little bit. So, again, man, very important offseason in Milwaukee. Got to keep Giannis happy. And they have a couple years to figure it out. So, I'll tell you who I'd love to see. And I don't know how you can
do it. That's my question.
I don't know how you can do it, but I'd love to see Dame Dollar come to Milwaukee. I think there are some pieces that we could put together that could make that work with signing Cash to a long-term deal. You know, then you put together a couple other pieces to that puzzle. I really like Dame. And I know that Dame has hinted to wanting to play with Giannis, but he's wanted him to come to Portland. I don't see that.
Right.
Like if Giannis is going somewhere, he's going somewhere like New York. He's going somewhere like L.A. He's going somewhere like Chicago, which he's uttered. But again, I don't like you, man. It's hard to see Giannis go somewhere else when we've seen him in Milwaukee since he was an 18-year-old kid. Okay, and it's similar to like Steph Curry, dude. He's been with the Golden State Warriors for 14 years, bro. He ain't going anywhere, okay? Like, he wants to be a Warrior for life. I do think that Giannis wants to be a Buck for life. I really do. So with that being said, again, we've got 2 years to figure this out, Mike. This is a really, really important offseason for the Milwaukee Bucks. They get it right by starting with getting rid of Bud. Now you bring a coach in. And you bring in a guy that Giannis is in full support of, right? So to another part to your question, I think moving forward, Giannis is in every discussion the same way that like a LeBron James is in every discussion, talking about personnel, talking about coaching, talking about everything. They have a guy in their organization, Charles Jones, who's been an assistant, that to me would maybe be the best fit of all, to be honest with you. And I didn't mention that earlier, but I'm doing it now because I just remembered we let Darvin Ham slip away and look at what he's doing with the Los Angeles Lakers right now. Right. Darvin Ham was part of the Milwaukee Bucks staff too. So they've got a decent pedigree of these assistant coaches, Mike. So yeah, I really, really important offseason, bro. If you can't tell what I'm saying.
No, I can absolutely tell what you're saying. And it's funny you bring up Dame because I was thinking, because, you know, I've heard the same things with Dame wanting to play with Giannis, and there's no way Giannis goes to Portland. That's not going to happen. But look, for the first time in a while, you know, everybody said, okay, and Dame has always said he doesn't want to leave Portland. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to go ring shopping kind of mentality. But I think the last few stories I've seen come out of Portland and reading the local, you know, papers and stuff, I think Dame is slowly coming to the realization he may be open to leaving Portland. And, man, if you put him with Giannis, yikes.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I hear the music, too. That means we got to take that final pause for today. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. That's my partner, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back to wrap it up, people.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and real quick before we do our parting shots, as always, you can listen to us each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so adjust your clock wherever the heck you may be in the world, because we know we touch places all over. And we love it. We love hearing from you people wherever the heck you are. So adjust your clocks. We're always 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday mornings. For Mike on Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to Canelo Alvarez. He won his fight last night in Mexico which he had been wanting to fight in Mexico for a long time. It's not necessarily who he was fighting and what he was fighting for. It was fighting in front of his fellow Mexican fans. I think Canelo, there's something there with him that he understands what that means to his fans, and he came through last night in a fairly convincing fashion. So shout out to Canelo Alvarez for giving his fans, his Mexican fans, something that they wanted, and that was watching him fight in Mexico.
Yeah, and then obviously my parting shot, hopefully we got the clothes right coming here. So my parting shot is going to go to Vida Blue, his family,
right,
everybody that he touched. Listen, man, this dude was a flame-throwing ace. This guy dies at 73. We remember him. We appreciate what he did out there on the baseball field. And obviously, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, get in front of a TV, people, because the action is going to be absolutely insane. A triple header in playoff, Mike Wilson, John Bolton, Robin on the other side of the glass. The Dorfman says, peace. We'll catch you next week right here, people, on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.